In the Balkans, the Republic of Macedonia is commemorating a decade of peace and an ethnic war which never happened. 10 years ago this Saturday, Albanian and Macedonian political leaders signed the Ohrid Framework Agreement, stopping an armed conflict many feared would spread and destabilise the region. Former fighters of the Albanian National Liberation Army recently held a commemoration for their lost comrades in Gjiri, Macedonia. Matthew Brunwasser reports.
The crowd is gathered around a roadside monument on top of Shar Mountain to honor the Albanians who died in 2001. Even from the music, it's clear that these are no armchair patriots. This song is by Elir Saciri, sort of like the ethnic Albanian version of Bruce Springsteen, but with a paramilitary edge. He sings about the rumbling in Kosovo next door, calling Albanians in Macedonia to pick up the gun and come fight for their brothers. The Albanian nationalism, which helped fuel the fighting here 10 years ago, stresses that ethnic Albanians in Kosovo, Albania, and here in Macedonia are all part of the same nation. All rise when the national anthem of Albania is played. The speeches by former fighters and their supporters call on Albanians to remember the sacrifices made by those such as local teacher Mahir Kambiri, who died fighting here. Albanians say they defeated the project to wipe out Albanians in Macedonia, culturally, politically, and physically.
This project failed fatally because it didn't take into account the vitality, ability, and determination of the Albanian people. It failed because the people who designed it did not know that on the Shar Mountain, teachers don't just know how to talk about patriotism. They also know how to grab a rifle when the homeland needs them to.
Veseliki Neofotistos is an anthropologist at the State University of New York at Buffalo who studies identity politics in Macedonia.
They are trying to create a narrative of suffering and martyrdom, Albanian suffering in the Balkans.
These girls are reciting a poem written in 1992. It tells an imaginary epic tale about a chorus of Albanian tenors from around the Balkans coming together and striving for freedom and unity. Neofotistos says the fighting which led to the Ohrid Agreement made real changes in the lives of Albanians, who make up about 25% of Macedonia's population.
The agreement provided for amendments to the constitution, and the status of Albanians and all other minorities in the country was improved. So their language has become the second official language in areas where they are more than 20% of the population. But Albanians want the Albanian language to be the second official language in the Macedonian state.
While many Albanians were fighting to carve off an independent territory, the international community pressed the rebels to shift their demands toward political rights. Commander Bedri Lapashtica fought in these mountains. Asked whether his side won, he gave a non-committal answer.
We revolted to express the dissatisfaction of our citizens. We told the democratic world that here in Macedonia, the rights and freedoms of the Albanian citizens living here have been violated.
Local Mislim Hasipi says that while Albanians might be divided over who won the conflict, there is no doubt that Albanians live better now.
Honestly, there are a lot of people that are thinking that it's not achieved what they were fighting for. But, you know, at the bottom line of everything is that 2001 was a year when history was changed. because until then, like 50 years ago, Albanians, mainly ethnic Albanians in Macedonia, have had no right to write, to speak, to learn in their mother tongue. The employment is improving, the education is improving, the participation within the executive power of the country is improving. So I do think that there is no space anymore for conflict.
Matthew Brunnwasser, Deutsche Welle Radio, Gaire, Macedonia.